Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
It's one of our favorite segments in the medical world. You guys probably do this when you have a friend at church and he is an expert, he's an attorney, and you're trying to get some free law advice.
Yep.
If you were doing a thing on an easement on your property, what's probably, I feel this way with this segment. There's a medical practice that when you look at the world of medicine, people have felt it shifting. COVID accelerated it dramatically. But people have thought to themselves, like, what if I could go to a medical practice that had multiple doctors, multiple lines of thought, all under one roof, all sharing information together that could attack things from a dietary standpoint, from a chiropractic standpoint, mm-hmm. from a neurological standpoint, the MDs, everybody all working together to preemptively keep you healthy and functioning at the highest level versus what we've had in the past, which is simply just a pharmaceutical-based, symptom-covering kind of practice. And people have seen the fruit from that, where they're just bandaging, oh, your shoulder hurts, here, take this. Doesn't hurt anymore, does it? But why was it hurting? They don't cover those things. And so we get a chance each week to dive into the brain of somebody who truly gets people from good to great, Dr. Troy Sproul.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome!
Yay! Thank you. I love your introduction.
Well, it's an interesting time where this industry is shifting faster than any other than maybe the educational, system, where people are like, wow, that's so different than what I was ever a part of. People that are teachers or it's such the medical industry, I say, is number two as far as how people look at it, the approach, the way they kind of look at it. As a consultant, I'm getting information, but I'd better take some ownership of what they're telling me. Even the level of trust that people had 3 years ago mm-hmm. is different than now. And they're looking at it. They're looking at the way they approach insurance. What does it pay for? And what is that a path I even want? And is that have anything to do with health? Like, it's all the decks being reshuffled.
Yeah, absolutely. People they've lost trust. They've lost faith in the healthcare system mm-hmm. and they're starting to take ownership of their health, which is a really good sign. That's actually what we want. We want you to be the director of your healthcare. We want you to be in charge of the board of directors for your healthcare. And so it's a good thing because people are educating themselves what works for them and starting to make some good decisions when it comes to actually getting healthier and taking care of the temple that they've been given.
Well, if you travel at all, whether within our country or you travel any other countries and you look around and you realize we're about 6% of the world's population. We consume 85% of the pharmaceutical drugs in the world. We have the most expensive, most elaborate, mm-hmm. Medical facilities. And I don't know that people are healthier. They might be living longer, but they're still mm-hmm. limping in and out of the store. And, you sit at the airport and just kind of watch people. It's like, I don't know that we're the healthiest nation in the world, but a disproportionate amount of the money is spent in this world, but it's not necessarily focused on having people be as strong and fit and vibrant and be able to snow ski with their grandkids, mm-hmm. Kind of a medical system.
Yeah, we spend the most in the world. Number two is Japan. We're almost double what they are. So we spend the most in the world. We don't even crack the top 50 for most health categories. And in some categories, we're 75th in the world. So there are 74 countries that are ahead of us in health categories, but we're spending more than double than mm-hmm. most of these countries.
And we do the most of what we call like self-induced problems. If you went to a town and you say, wow, this town spends 85% of the nation's budget on tires, and at the same time, they put nails in the streets every single day.
Right.
And you're like, wow, they have the most advanced tire shops. They sell the most tires. They do the most tires. And they're also, it's weird in this town. It's illegal in the town I live in to put nails in the streets. But in this town, every night they go and they sprinkle nails in the streets. And that's America mm-hmm. with the foods, the ingredients, the GMOs,
the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
I mean, how many countries can actually run ads on television for pharmaceuticals?
Just us in New Zealand.
Just a couple of countries. I mean,
it's illegal to do that.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you never saw commercials for that.
No, they're selling us on that. And that's a great analogy. I'm going to use that nail and tire analogy.
That's how it feels.
It's the best in analogies.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's a good one, because I used to say up here in Minnesota in the wintertime, avoid the chiropractors who are watering their sidewalks in the wintertime.
True. Yeah.
Same concept, right?
Yep.
Speaking of that, really you have good. An incredible practice. We were just talking before we recorded. You are expanding and looking to hire more people. Your practice is blowing up. And so, you know, if you're watching this and you're in Oregon or you're in Florida or somewhere different, you're like, hey, maybe I'd want to move to Minnesota. Maybe you have friends in Minnesota. Maybe you know people who are saying, you know, I'm in the medical profession and my heart led me to this. As a child, I wanted to be in this, but you look at what you do each day and you don't come home with the kind of fulfillment that you intended. Maybe you would want to work at a practice that's in alignment with your spiritual beliefs, in alignment with health, as you see it unfolding. This practice would be a great place to reach out to, and they are actually searching for more partners and employees.
And to tell our listeners, I think most of our listeners now have heard about Official Synapse, but tell them about your practice. What all do you do there?
Well, we do functional medicine. So if you have any training in functional medicine, yeah, you're exactly right. We'd love to hear from you, because we're trying to expand, whether you're a medical doctor, a nurse, nurse practitioner, chiropractor, a health coach, especially health coaches. We need help, and it doesn't matter what state you're in, but we'll look and assess how patients are doing mentally, chemically, physically, and my faith is a big part of the healing process as well, and faith should be a big part of the healing process. And so we want to make sure that that alignment is there as well. And so if you're searching for that as a patient or as someone who's looking for employment, please reach out, because we do need help. We're working with a lot of people. We're trying to change the healthcare system. And one of the things I was being interviewed in another TV show, and they asked me, they were concerned because I was speaking out pretty vocally about the last 3 years and COVID and the vaccines and stuff like that. And they said, do you have any concern about your life, your health, just speaking like that? And I said, no, absolutely not. Number one. Number two, it's important that we look at the state that we're in as a country. And when George Washington and our founding fathers came here, they came here with conviction. They came here with a belief that God it was leading their charge. And that's what I feel is happening with our healthcare system. And I heard this said once, and this is what I think is very true, that we basically, you have to be all in. When it comes to healthcare, changing the system, a Goliath of a problem, you have to be all in, and you can't be afraid of losing everything, including your life, because if you are, then that means you have a price and you can be bought and paid for. And that's the problem. The people who have been in charge have a price because they're not all in and they've been bought and paid for when it comes to our healthcare system, our politicians, all of it. So we're looking for the men and women who are bold, who are okay with losing everything so that they don't have a price. Just like we're seeing with President Trump and all the hits he's taken, he's all in. He's willing to lose everything. And we're seeing that happen within the healthcare system. So that's just a little bit of my pitch for people to come work here. I'm not going to say you're not going to lose your life, but I want people who are all in.
Sure.
And if you're a patient of Synapse, we pray that you're not going to lose your life as well. We haven't lost it yet. So.
And it's amazing practice. I mean, we've been blown away. So David and I flew there. Avery has been there. And I love this page that Colton's on, because when he scrolls down, it's going to actually show like all of the conditions, not all of them, but a lot of the conditions you guys work with and deal with. And I love that, because I think there's a lot of people that are discouraged about their health and thinking nobody can help me. My health's not going to improve. And that's not accurate, because things that I dealt with restless leg syndrome all my life, and I didn't think anybody could help me. And then I come to your practice, I have a couple little tweaks, and literally I do not have problems. We went to dinner last night.
Yep.
I have no problems whatsoever with restless leg syndrome anymore. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well, we
it's
now leave dinners because we're done, not because your legs are bothering you.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it sounds like a simple thing, but it's a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of education that's needed, because people, there's so much information out there. People just need to really dive into who they are and what information is pertinent to them. So that is generally what our job has become, is figuring out mentally and chemically and physically what we need to tweak and what's relevant to you based on the data that we're collecting. And so we've gotten pretty good at that. And we look at a whole bunch of, we look at everything. So it's very extensive. look at the whole body and we put through the filter of God and how God designed us and the filter of what the current science is saying.
One of our favorite things we do when we talk to you, you always have these list of gems, and I don't know how many you have, but we've not come close to exhausting them yet. But my brother, who is not in the health profession at all, not even remotely, sent me a funny video the other day, and I'm like, man, but diet is a big part of our world. What we eat does impact us, and we kind of have created a world where, like, I think it's funny when you watch football games, there's always like, we have pizza, then you got extra pizza, then you got a stuffed crust pizza, then you got, well, the
extra cheese,
the, you know, it's like, eventually they're just going to make like a, they just take you and they wrap your head in a pizza and they just stuff you in a pizza, you know, and it's like
and you eat your way out or something.
Yeah, you see these like, man, they must have these, you know, meetings of how do they just keep making, you know, things worse and worse for us. But the idea of what we eat and its impact on our body, and this is probably something that's never been played in your clinic, something that probably should not be played on TV, but we're going to play a clip real quick and see if this is any merit in true medicine when it comes to diet and the impact of dairy and cheese on the human system. So here's a reenactment of a cheese issue.
So bad.
I apologize to our listeners. I'm the one who injected that into the show. So hate on me in the comments, not Stacy or Dr. Troy. But you know, is cheese good for you?
Well, it can be, but it can also be inflammatory for some people, and especially there's actually people who are more predisposed to issues. Genetically, 25% of the population has a potential reaction to it. And so Northern European descent is usually that region. So we see that. One of the things I do want to comment on, because a lot of people say, they come in, they say, I have diarrhea. And not to get too graphic, although you are the visual king, I'm just going to put that out there.
We've already gone there. So
yeah. But what you just saw there is most diarrhea, not all, but most diarrhea is end stage constipation. And cheese in particular can cause constipation. So when things get blocked up, then the bowels will actually kind of push, but it'll kind of go around things. And then you end up with kind of this explosive bowels. And so it's important to stay regular, number one. But if you are bound up like that, when something's inflammatory, it literally pulls the water out from the air, just like a fire in a forest fire, same in our bowels. So when you're constipated, it's because there's inflammation from the food you're eating or from some other type of bacterial imbalance that's causing that problem. And so it's really an inflammatory reaction, and the mucous membranes of the intestines actually flare up. That's why some people will actually have stuffy noses after eating cheese. That's a sign you're reacting to the cheese in the gut before you ever get any type of constipation or anything like that.
But is that,
I may use that video at the clinic now, David.
Is that mostly, then is the solution more an elimination of that? Or I know, I remember like my grandparents, they always put sprinkled stuff in their cereal that was increased the fiber. And like, if my grandpa, like if he hadn't gone like that day, it was like,
they're freaking out.
Oh, a big deal. You know, it was, you know, and prunes and all this kind of thing, like everything about staying regular, you know, was a big thing, but it was more of an addition of a supplement, you know, Metamucil or whatever, all these kind of things. Or is it more the elimination of things that are causing the problem, which is a little bit of both in our diet?
It's both. Yeah, it's 100% both. So there is the saying, you are what you eat. The saying should be, you are what you don't eliminate. And so it's a little bit of both. So some things cause inflammation. Other things help promote evacuation. You need both. And so a nice balanced diet is helpful. Most people need to reduce the inflammation, and then you kind of go from there. So it that helps you. And then once you build up the evacuation, then you can actually handle more inflammatory foods.
Okay, that's cool. Man, well, thanks for the interesting video, and thanks for the awesome answers on that.
It led to legitimate medical information.
That is true.
And it was funny.
That's true. All right. So yeah. Let's do, you have time for a couple of gems?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the first one is for if anyone's ever had like a heavy metal test on their blood, their urine or anything like that, or even their hair, one of the things that gets overlooked a lot is when uranium gets high. And so I've just heard doctors say they get really confused by that. And so if you've ever found high uranium on a hair analysis, urine analysis, or a blood test, I want you to check whether or not you have radon in excess in your house. I cannot tell you how many times we've actually found a radon problem, which is an inert gas that kind of comes up through the foundation of our bedrock usually, and it can cause a lot of problems. People can have like a chronic cough, they can get headaches, fatigue, lethargy, and so they have radon detectors. But you can almost take the bank, unless you're by a nuclear reactor plant, uranium really doesn't get too high, but it is a side effect of radon. We've found dozens of people over the years where with a heavy metal test, uranium being high. Many of them were not even tests I ran, but they came in and they had that lab work already done. And I said, check your basement for radon. And they're always shocked. They're like, how did you know? And this is why.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so the health things that they would get would be headache, like a cough that doesn't go away, those kind of things?
Shortness of breath, yep. And then pain or tight chest a lot of times. And then even trouble swallowing.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Wow.
I got like the sun coming in on me here.
You
I
do. Think God's
You're like, yeah. like in the presence of the Lord.
Exactly.
Yes. That means I'm speaking truth right now.
There you go. That's right.
It's just another beautiful sunny day in Minnesota. It's like a paradise.
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
So the other one is for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, I want you to think that about insulin resistance. So trouble falling asleep can be insulin resistance. Trouble staying asleep can be hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. And then it could also be like an upper airway sleep disorder or a REM sleep disorder. And then trouble waking up, think about a cortisol problem. So there's something called cortisol awakening response. And so cortisol and melatonin are opposing, insulin and melatonin are opposing. So it's very important to just look at lab work and see if your insulin is being regulated properly. For cortisol, sometimes if it's too low, we have inflammation, we can't get to sleep. If it's too high, we don't make enough melatonin or deep sleep hormone. So stress can cause cortisol, and cortisol is an anti-inflammatory. So it's very, very important, but there's a balance there. So the sleep part of it is that's a crucial one where we have to balance insulin and cortisol to have proper levels of sleep.
And does cortisol, is that where it actually can cause like even extra weight around your stomach due to stress?
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of times you'll have like a little down time in mid-afternoon. You'll gain weight in the lower abdomen. That's where the cortisol imbalances are. And then if you have not enough cortisol, you'll have like achy joints and things like that when you wake up. And that is that's like cortisone for athletes. They'll put cortisone shots in there. Cortisol gets converted to cortisone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So
if you keep your cortisol levels nice and balanced, then you are actively getting the healthy version of the anti-inflammatory for your joints the entire time. So that's why it's important to balance your melatonin, insulin, and cortisol.
And that can only really be tested by, I mean, obviously you could tell something's wrong just based on how you feel, but lab results?
Yeah, lab results. But again, if you have trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, and waking up, then that kind of tells you. So getting to sleep, think high cortisol and insulin problems. Staying asleep, think low blood sugar and maybe too much insulin. And then trouble waking up, cortisol is out of balance.
Okay.
And do you counteract that with diet or with supplements or both or like intermittent fasting or eating at certain times or?
Yep. Great question. So a lot of times, so it'll be diet and look at what's setting off the insulin, which is the most common. So sometimes we'll use things like berberine to make the insulin push the sugar into the cells more efficiently. Mm. For people with low cortisol in the morning, trouble waking up, they need actually, and you'll like this, licorice. Licorice root.
Really?
Not red licorice, but licorice root. And you make more cortisol. And then 3 months later, that cortisol is converting into cortisone. joint achiness and everything goes away. So you don't take licorice root for extended periods of time because it can raise blood pressure. So, but it gives you the boost. So a lot of these natural things, and it's got to be natural licorice.
Not Twizzlers.
Not Twizzler.
Okay. I just want to be clear. Because a lot of our listeners, man, I don't know. They might be like, hey, I got a prescription for Twizzlers from Dr. Troy.
Yep. So the last gem I'm going to talk about is actually, it can be a disorder, but it's when we have a buildup of what's called cryptopyroli. So cryptopyroli are these little chemicals or acids that get in the blood, and it's from making blood. So right now we have all this weirdness with the spike proteins, and we have some people who hemoglobin's too high, they will start to have symptoms of high cryptopyroli. So I want to talk about that because it's severe anxiety or depression. So it could be either or both. It can also be tendency to stay up late, meaning they don't want to go to sleep. They just stay up. And even though they know they should be going to sleep. Another one is sensitivity to bright lights or loud noises, and poor stress control, a tendency to skip breakfast, little to no dream recall, premature graying of the hair, autoimmune disorders, and then this is one of the other telltale signs, if they have some level of pale skin and an inability to tan. So if you go in the sun and you can't tan, then that's another sign. Some people will even have a little white flecks on their fingernails. And the way you fix cryptopyroli, it's a combination of B6 and zinc deficiency. That's all it is. So your hemoglobin can be high usually, and then you start getting these weird symptoms. So a lot of people post-COVID have all this severe anxiety, depression, or poor mood control. Usually people don't have all those symptoms, but they'll have a good 30 to 40% of that symptom list. And it's a dual B6 and zinc deficiency.
That's amazing. Wow. Man. And it's crazy that a couple of things could help to fix all of those issues.
Yeah. Severe problems. There's a researcher by the name of Walsh who did phenomenal research, 20 years of research, and figured out exactly the mechanism of how to correct this using B6 and zinc. And there's an art to it a little bit, but generally speaking, I want people to hear that because this is a really big life changer for people who are struggling with this anxiety, depression, and there's like an inner tension that they have too. They always say something's not right. I don't feel right on the inside. They may look calm on the outside, but they have that inner tension on the inside.
Wow, that could be life-changing.
Especially when you talk about a natural alternative to fix it with no downside, as opposed to
drugs,
the traditional medicine, which is going to be like, hey, we can make you stop feeling whatever it is the problem is. We'll just stop that feeling.
You got a red light on your dashboard? We'll just hit it with a hammer.
Yeah, cover it with some duct tape. You're fine.
Yeah, and it's an easy lab test to test. So it's a urine test, and we can measure that with people. And a lot of these people, too, will have like severe oxidative stress on other labs. So they may actually have cardiovascular dysfunction and or degenerative changes, whether it be memory loss or because short-term memory also gets impacted when those levels get too high. And this can happen with kids. We see it a lot with kids.
Man. Yeah. Okay. So Flavor Fam, if you're listening and thinking, okay, I need to find out more, you can go to officialsynapse.com, officialsynapse.com. And then to get started, you actually have a free call. Is that right, Dr. Sproul, where people can learn more about your practice? So all they have to do is just fill out your information where it says get started today. And then someone from your office will get a hold of them to set up a time. Is that right, Dr. Sproul?
Yep. They'll get a free discovery call. It's a way for us to get information, what you're looking for. And we're just trying to get people in the right spot, get them as much help as possible.
I love That's it. Amazing. The Bible says we are beautifully and wonderfully made. But there's a lot of stuff that we do to ourselves after that, after we come off the assembly line, you know, that's kind of self-induced and easily correctable, with a lot of these things you bring to the table. And I love that.
Dr. Sproul, thank you so much for your time. Thank you also for the gems and just how brilliant you are, but also how you listen to God at the same time to every equation when you're putting things together. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate that as well. Thanks, guys.
My name is Dr. Troy Sproul, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. While we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body, we have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture, We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition counseling, health coaching, we've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.